Chapter 5. On Sunday, Darcy awoke to a gray and dreary morning. Steady rain pelted her window, and a thick mist hung like a heavy wet blanket over her street. Sitting up in bed, Darcy looked at the picture of Hakeem she had unpacked the day before. The photo was taken one early spring afternoon when he came along with her as she wheeled Grandma into a nearby park. In the photo, Hakeem was smiling widely. Darcy recalled that earlier that day, he had put his arm around her back as they walked. Though only a few months old, the photo seemed as if it was from a time long gone. Just seeing it twisted Darcy's chest into a painful knot of anger, sadness, and frustration. How could this happen? Darcy thought. She and Hakeem had been through so much together, and they had always helped each other. Now it seemed Hakeem was letting go of everything. Other couples break up, Darcy thought, but that was not supposed to happen to her and Hakeem. They were different. Darcy struggled through her studies for several hours and then went to her grandmother's room. Grandma was sitting in her wheelchair watching a small bird on her windowsill. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Angel Cake,
Grandma said cheerfully, her eyes glimmering brightly, contrasting with the dull weather outside. Months had passed since Darcy had seen her grandmother so alert.
Is something wrong?
Grandma asked, her wrinkled forehead shriveling into an expression of worry.
I just have a lot of studying to do, that's all, Darcy said. Angel Cake, you're gonna pass all those exams with flying colors. Ain't a cloud in the sky that can steal your sunshine, Grandma said.
Thanks, Grandma. For an instant, Darcy considered telling her grandmother about Hakeem. Just a few years ago, Darcy would have explained everything to her. As a child, Darcy would lie on Grandma's lap and talk about all her troubles, but all that ended with Grandma's stroke. Since then, her grandmother's health changed like the weather, and somebody always had to be home to care for her.
You're a wonderful granddaughter, Angel Cake. You're gonna be okay, Grandma said.
Thank you, Grandma, Darcy said and hugged her. As she walked out, Darcy said a silent prayer that there would be more days she and Grandma could spend together. As she finished up her studying that night, Darcy wondered what she would say to Hakeem when she saw him. For the first time she could remember, Darcy was angry at him. She knew the next time she saw him that they would have to talk. He owed her that much, she thought. Darcy looked for Hakeem Monday morning in the Bluford parking lot, but did not see him. At lunchtime, she sat with Tara and told her how upset she was that Hakeem had not called.
Just remember what I said, Tara explained. He's having a difficult time right now, so you gotta cut him some slack.
I'm trying, Tara, but he won't even tell me what's happening. What am I supposed to do?
Like I said, don't stop living your life. The only reason Hakeem's acting this way is because he got his hands full with his family. Just let him take care of what he's got to do, and he'll come around. You can't just sit moping, because that don't get you nowhere.
Darcy nodded. She knew Tara was right, and she felt guilty for being so angry, but she was also frustrated that Hakeem didn't even talk to her.
All this studying is clogging up my brain, Tara said, leafing through a purple notebook. Girl, I'm getting everything all mixed up. Math is looking like history, and history is looking like biology. I just don't know how I'm gonna get through this week.
Neither do I, Darcy mumbled, though to her, exams seemed easy compared with everything else. By the way, Darce, Tara started, pausing as though she was choosing her words carefully. You might not want to talk about this right now, but me and Coop were thinking about throwing Hakeem a little going-away party on Saturday. We were talking about going to his favorite pizza place, Nico's, just the four of us, like old times.
Oh, Darcy said, feeling her heart rise into her throat.
The words going away seemed to hang in the air.
That sounds really nice. Let me see what I got planned for that day.
What you got planned for that day? Tara asked, raising her voice.
Your boyfriend's going away party? Of course you'll be there. Why wouldn't you?
I'll try to be there, Tara, Darcy explained. But I might have something else to do that day, that's all. Lissell might need me to sit with the baby, or Mom might need me to look after Grandma. I'll let you know in advance, though.
Well, please do, Miss Darcy, Tara said sarcastically. Let me know when you can find a minute for us in your very busy schedule. I mean, we're only your best friends.
I'm sorry, Tara, Darcy said, putting her hand over Tara's. It's just that I can't think about Hakeem going away. I'm just not ready to deal with it, you know? I keep hoping that something will change and he'll be able to stay.
Oh, girl, Tara said warmly. It doesn't have to be over. Give this thing time, Darcy, and stop expecting the end of the world. Right now, we gotta deal with what's real. And what's real is that Hakeem is moving to Detroit. That don't mean forever, but it does mean that we don't have much time to say goodbye. Now, what's the best thing we can do with so little time? The way I see it, we should have fun like we used to. That's why you should be with us.
I know you're right, but I'm not sure.
Darcy, I'll be really disappointed if you don't show up.
We're your friends, Tara said.
I know, Tara, but I wouldn't expect you to be happy if Cooper moved away, Darcy replied sharply, headed to her next class. When Darcy got home, she heard Grandma calling,
Angel Cake!
I'm coming, Darcy answered, heading towards the bedroom.
I need to go to the bathroom,
Grandma said, reaching for her walker. Darcy grabbed it and helped her grandmother to her feet. Grandma was unusually wobbly. Darcy steadied her and carefully helped her get to the bathroom and then back to bed. Grandma walked slowly, mumbling at one point,
I can't go no further. I gotta sit down and rest.
It's okay, Darcy assured her. Just a few more steps, we're almost there. Once she was back in bed, Grandma huffed wearily as Darcy helped to cover her. That's better. Now you just rest. Darcy watched as Grandma slowly closed her eyes and drifted off to sleep. She had never seen her grandma look more frail and helpless. Darcy closed her eyes briefly, and distant memories flooded her mind. In flashes, she could see Grandma playing with her as a small child, helping with homework, and later supporting Mom when Dad ran out on the family. In all her childhood memories, Darcy never imagined her grandmother would become so weak and vulnerable. A deep sadness swept over Darcy as the memories streamed through her mind. She could almost feel time passing, and yet she was powerless to stop it. While the year had brought her a new home and the return of her father, it also threatened two people Darcy loved, Grandma and Hakeem. During the next few days, Bluford's corridors seemed charged with tension. Some students wandered the halls looking frazzled from last-minute cramming for their final exams. Others seemed energized by the warm weather and the knowledge that summer vacation was only days away. Although Darcy hated studying for finals, she was glad to have something to distract her from her worries.
Well, we've gotten through 3 days already, Darcy said when she saw Tara and Cooper in the cafeteria. Just today and tomorrow to go.
Girl, I don't know, Tara said in between sips of a soda.
This stuff ain't easy. I don't know how much more I can take. The weekend can't get here fast enough.
Just then, Darcy spotted Hakeem approaching the lunch table. She nearly spilled her drink when she saw him. They had not seen each other in days, and since their last phone conversation, she had given up trying to call. Instead, she waited for him to talk to her.
Hey, look who it is,
Cooper said as Hakeem pulled up a chair at the table. The two boys slapped hands as Hakeem sat down wearily. Darcy noticed immediately that Hakeem was avoiding eye contact with her.
How your exams going? Cooper asked.
Okay, I think. It's kind of hard to study with everything that's been going on.
I heard that, Cooper said. But I always got trouble with exams. The only one who don't is Einstein over here, Cooper said, pointing to Darcy.
It's true, Tara added. Nobody studies as much as you do, but no one does better neither. Darcy forced a smile. She was not in the mood to be the center of attention. All she wanted was to talk to Hakeem alone. For a second, the table was unnaturally quiet. Darcy could sense that Tara and Cooper knew she was upset and were trying to figure out what to talk about.
So, we all getting together Saturday night? Cooper asked, looking at Darcy.
Darcy said, unsure what to say.
Yeah, sure. It's gonna be fun, y'all, Tara said, seeming as if Darcy's response relaxed her.
Just like old times,
Cooper said, dumping a thick red glob of ketchup on Tara's plate of French fries. Darcy glanced at Hakeem, but as soon as she caught his eye, she turned away. She could not hide how sad she felt and did not want to start crying in the middle of the crowded cafeteria.
Can we talk after school? Hakeem asked. Just the two of us?
Sure, Darcy nodded, looking down at the table.
I'll meet you in the parking lot after last period, Hakeem said.
For the rest of the day, time seemed to race. Sitting in her last class, Darcy could almost feel each precious second stream by and vanish. Even the boring moments in class would soon be gone. One day, Darcy suspected, she would want even them back. Struggling to sit still, Darcy knew she would endure a year of boring days at Bluford if only Hakeem would stay right where he was. Her thoughts were shattered by the sound of the final bell. Everyone bolted from their desks and Darcy headed for the parking lot. Hakeem was there, leaning against his silver motorbike.
Hey, Darce, he said when she reached him. Thanks for meeting me, he continued, fidgeting with his fingers and rubbing his hands on his face.
How've you been? Darcy asked, unsure how to begin talking to him after so much time had passed.
Darcy, Hakeem replied, pausing to take a deep breath. We need to talk.
Darcy felt a knot in her stomach. What is it?
It's about us, Hakeem mumbled somberly, as if he could barely force the words out. I've been thinking about what's going to happen when I move to Detroit, and I know we haven't really talked about it that much, but...
Hakeem, what are you trying to say?
With all that's been going on lately, I just feel like we should cool things down. I mean, I don't think I can do this anymore, not with everything else, you know?
For a second, Darcy was speechless. She felt as if she could not possibly have heard him correctly. There must have been a mistake. There was just no way Hakeem could give up on her, she thought. Not after all this time. Not after what Tara said. No way.
What are you saying? Darcy blurted out, her voice rising as she spoke.
Why can't we call him right? Maybe we'll be able to visit on breaks from school. Maybe we'll even...
Darcy, I'm not saying we won't stay in touch, Hakeem explained. But right now, with Dad sick and Mom stressed out, I can't handle this, you know? It's like everyone is pulling me in different directions, and it just ain't enough for me to go around, he added, taking a deep breath. And it's not gonna get any easier when I move. I think we need to cool things down, that's all.
What does that mean? Are you breaking up with me?
Hakeem turned away from her. Darcy, it's not because I want to, but yeah, I am, he stammered.
Darcy shook her head in disbelief. Hurt and anger swirled together in her mind, making her heart pound and her body tremble. I can't believe you're doing this after all we've been through, Darcy yelled. How can you do this?
Hakeem lowered his head, shrugged his shoulders, and sighed. I'm sorry, Darcy, he said finally. There's way too much going on with my dad and moving and that whole thing. I hope you can understand this, Darcy.
Well, I don't, Darcy said. I've been doing nothing but trying to understand you for weeks now. When you didn't return my phone calls, I tried to understand. When you avoided me in school, I tried to understand. I'm not stupid, and I know things are difficult for you, but I don't understand why you've been treating me this way. And this? After all we've been through? I don't understand this at all.
Darcy, calm down, Hakeem pleaded. It doesn't have to end like this.
Yes, it does. That's what you said, right? Darcy snapped. Did you think you could just dump me and I wouldn't be upset?
She paused briefly, fighting the sorrow building in her chest.
I never would have walked out on you, Hakeem. And you know what else? I never would have guessed that you'd do this to me.
Tears of anger and hurt stung Darcy's eyes as she turned and stormed away.
Darcy, I'm sorry, Hakeem said again as she left, but she did not turn to face him. Instead, she ran, first out of the Bluford High parking lot, then down the neighboring street and through groups of students who parted to let her pass. The more Darcy ran, the more she cried. Hot, salty tears streamed from her eyes
and snaked across her cheeks into her hair. Darcy finally stopped at a small park, leaned against a tree, and buried her face in her hands. "It's over," she thought. Hakeem and she were no longer together. Everything she feared was true. Wiping her eyes, Darcy heard a vehicle slowly approaching the curb near her. She was certain Hakeem was coming to talk to her. Quickly, she dried her eyes to hide that she'd been crying.
"You okay, Darcy?" asked a voice much deeper than Hakeem's. "I saw you sprinting down the street."
Darcy turned to see Brian sitting in his Toyota.
"I'm fine," she answered awkwardly, embarrassed that he was seeing her in such a state.
Brian stepped out of his car and walked over to her. Before she knew it, he had put his arm around her shoulder.
"I'll take you home," he said gently.
"I'm all right. I just had a fight with my boyfriend. I mean, my ex-boyfriend," Darcy said bitterly, shrugging her shoulders.
"Do you want to tell me about it?"
Darcy looked up at Brian. His dark and piercing eyes glimmered in the afternoon sun. For a second, Darcy was tempted to tell him everything that had happened, about how Hakeem had just walked out of her life, about how her hopes for the summer were gone. But she didn't feel right telling Brian. Not now.
"Maybe some other time," she mumbled.
"Anybody who will let go of you has got to be stupid," Brian said. "You sure you don't want to ride home?"
Darcy glanced at Brian, and he gestured toward his car and grinned.
"Come on," he urged. "It's not going to bite you."
Darcy smiled and got into the car. Within minutes, the Toyota was in front of Darcy's house.
"Thanks for bringing me home," Darcy said. "That was really nice of you."
"No big thing," Brian replied, and then added, "If you ever need to talk, I'm here. I mean that, anytime."
Darcy stepped out of the car slowly.
"Thanks again, Brian," she said.
Somehow, her fight with Hakeem no longer felt as raw. As she opened the front door to her house, she looked back at Brian. He waved once and drove off. Watching his car disappear down the street, Darcy felt a heavy wave of sadness sweep across her heart. Sadness for Hakeem and the end of their relationship. But even as the sorrow gathered in her chest, she felt something else. Something she did not want to admit to anyone, not even herself. Darcy knew something inside had changed, making the loss of Hakeem seem less sharp and more bearable. Closing the door behind her, Darcy knew the change had to do with Brian.